Welcome to It Takes a Village, sponsored by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Visit us online at FeliciaNVillage.org.
And today it's Barb Fricke, Director of Marketing at Felician Village, and we're here today to talk about the expansion of visitation at Felician Village. Barb, that just sounds wonderful, doesn't it?
Hi, Jim. It sure is wonderful. I'll tell you, it's been a long year. So back in, it was mid-March, and because of the low community COVID positivity rate, we were finally able to expand our visitation from specific appointment times to family and friends to now being able to come in from 10 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., 7 days a week. And this applies to both assisted living facilities as well as the nursing home. Independent living, which is the gardens, can have visitors at the resident's discretion, mm-hmm. although they must still screen in, and obviously we want them to be conscious of infection prevention principles.
Sure. Now, I'll bet this has been exciting for everyone there at Felician Village, and exciting for the families that after a year of no visits, no outdoor visits or virtual, you know, all this craziness, if you will, it's really up-tempo over there?
It is. It truly is. And, you know, we tried all these alternate routes of being able to do, like, outdoor visits, but as soon as it got cold, we had to cancel them.
Yeah.
Virtual visits, they work for some people, don't for others.
Mm-hmm. So,
you know, the scheduled times aren't always available for the people who are maybe working. So this is really exciting. However,
yes.
There are still some guidelines visitors must follow to help keep our residents and staff healthy.
All right, so let's talk a bit about the guidelines for visitation.
Sure. So all people visiting St. Mary's, that's the nursing home, the villa and the court, the assisted livings, must screen in at the receptionist desk, which is at 1635 South 21st Street. And that's no matter what building their loved one lives in. Visitors then will complete a COVID screening questionnaire, have their temperatures checked, and will receive a visitor sticker. Then they will drive to the location of the person they wish to visit. The front doors to these three buildings will be unlocked from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. If someone wishes to visit from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m., we are still requesting that they do that by visiting the Felician Village website or calling me at 684-7171, extension 329. We want visitors to make an appointment for those times because it is such a busy time of the day. Staff are serving the evening meal, then they're getting people ready for bed. So we want staff to know when a visitor will be arriving.
It really sounds like you have total control over this, and that's a good thing. Is there anything else someone should know about before visiting?
Well, as I mentioned before about infection prevention principles, we still are requiring that masks must be worn, hands sanitized before and after the visit. Social distancing requirements are that two visitors can go to a room at the same time. And then we request that they not visit with other residents or staff along the way to their loved one's room. And they should keep in mind a loved one's eating and sleeping schedule. So if someone is normally a sleeper in the afternoon, that's probably not a good time to come and visit. Then if visitation changes, we will announce that on our website and Facebook pages.
Now, this sounds like a step in the right direction. I think both of us will agree on that. Can you repeat the phone number just in case we missed it?
Sure. So if you have questions or you want to schedule a time between 4:30 and 7:30 p.m. to see a resident at Felician Village, call 684-7171, extension 329.
Well, we'll enjoy those visits, Barb, but we'll do it in a smart way and we'll still keep everyone safe. So thanks for joining us. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks.
You've been listening to It Takes a Village, brought to you by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Join us again next Thursday at this time, or for more information, go to FeliciaVillage.org to learn more.